And it says, I've listened to the radio program last and this week, that is last 2 weeks, prior weeks, not this week. And I think the trio, actually it's a penta, we have five people here, taking the Samantha Hindu radio to a new level. Thanks for what you will do. Okay, and it also goes on to say there are some nice suggestions coming away, which we welcome. And please do send us, and you can also give us your feedback, hinduismradio@gmail.com.
Claps to the trio.
Trio.
Shortly, next is Taraji. We'll be rolling with Meenakshi Temple segment and a local event sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston. Coming up in here. Houston at the Stafford Civic Center, April 3rd, we will have Gauri Ramnarayan present a beautiful presentation with vocal artist Aditya Prakash and Shushma Somasekaran, Shreya Devnath and Thyagarajan, bringing out Born to Sing. The title intrigues me as a person, as Srimati Subbalakshmi's magnetic voice reverberates in the air with deep devotion. The devotion touches one's soul, so naturally sweet, like the birds singing in the wild. And one more very important thing that I was prepared already to talk about, but with Geeta ji and Sridhar ji brought in, you know, that is where I said our thoughts always overlap. The humility is one virtue that pleases the Lord the most. It is easy to bow before the wise and the exalted. Can you bow before the most ordinary and the low? Well, ego creates the label of high and low, confines one to shallow perception, depriving us from seeing the same divine in all. Humility transmutes the ego and the false self to an illumined presence. When I talk about Srimati Emma Subbalakshmi, I'm reminded of two great qualities of hers. Her granddaughter Gauri Ramnarayan, who's going to come into town, she and I were born on the same day.
Wow.
We were born on the same 31st of December. Well, if you want to know the age, it will be, I'm giving it away.
You are always saying that. Come on.
Okay, that part I'm
going to
keep it a secret.
You can keep it secret.
That we really feel that Emma Subbalakshmi, one of our birthdays I was celebrating with my friend, and she was there. One thing that she did that is very simple by nature, reacts and she can relate with any age at any time, being that simple, a great legend. You know, nowadays you see all the politicians make a vague photo of themselves, put it in the middle of the street and do Karpura Aarti for them. That has been a practice that India has changed so badly. That I feel terrible when this lady is so simple that when I went to their house, she said, food that comes directly from the stove to your table is the best food to be eaten. So she would make nice hot vada waiting for us when we came back from school to have it as a snack. And another thing was, I was very touched when my mother also used to interact with their family quite a bit. When my mother went, Sri Rajagopalacharya, who was the first Governor General of India, when 1947 India got its independence, India did not have a constitution. It had to form it. 1947,
yes.
August 15th.
Just the independence. Yeah.
When the constitution was, Rajaji was in charge of whole of Bharat. So he was the Governor General. So he, in his later years, wrote two beautiful books. One was called Prince of Ayodhya on Ramayana. And then that is called Chakravarti Tirumahan in Tamil. He wrote it. And that too, he wrote it in the book called Kalki, where Gauri's grandfather, Kalki Krishnamurti, started the newspaper. Later on in his years, Rajaji stayed with Kalki mansion with Emma Subbalakshmi and family. So he used to have a lot of dignitaries come all over the world all the time. And in the afternoon, the cook will not be there. So Emma Subbalakshmi will go into the kitchen, make coffee for all the guests. And when my mother was visiting her, she told my mother said, why are you doing things in the kitchen? And she said, everybody will think that I'll be sitting in a swing and singing all the time at Emma Subbalakshmi. That is not the case. I go into the kitchen because these guests come and there's no cook. He takes a break, so I do the cooking. So see how simple and humility,
yes,
that you learn from such a wonderful person. And that is what Gauri is going to talk about in this Born to Sing. Mm-hmm. This Born to Sing is the many aspects of this person. And I have queued up a couple of beautiful numbers here. And the details of Classical Art Society is presenting it for 2 days, April 3rd and 4th. They do the annual Thyagaraja Festival in Houston. One part of it shall be celebrated at Meenakshi Temple on April 2nd. They have young children participating in groups presenting slokas popularized by Srimati Subbalakshmi. Jugalbandi will be happening Venu and Veena at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Sri Meenakshi Temple on April 2nd. And on 3rd, which is after we finish the show, we can go to Stafford Civic Center to enjoy this beautiful vocal concert.
And we'll have vada, right?
Yes. complimentary snacks and drinks will be provided. The whole kind of event is free. I will make sure the snacks contain some vada.
You have to make it fair.
Taraji, about the humility, you, the subject brought two times today.
Okay.
Recently, one incident happened I like to mention.
Mm-hmm.
In India, and this was about the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. So this lady, they were honoring these people, and there was one lady, she built the public toilet and put in all her savings and everything into it.
Yes.
Old lady, maybe 60, 70 years old. So Narendra Modi ji bowed down to her. So how the Prime Minister of India, common citizen.
Yeah.
So there is a humility.
Yes.
And it is available on YouTube. You can watch.
Okay, I'm going to bring one beautiful song by another beautiful song by Srimati M.S. Subbulakshmi. And here we go. And this is a Tulsi Das Bhajan. And.
Yeah,
hello. Yeah, hello. I remember that Meera song.
Yeah. You want to make
I was 1 year old.
Are you listening to the music now? Oh, you can go to www.sanatanhinducenter.org and listen. Sanatan Hindu Center.org. Okay, hold on. I'll put you on hold and take you on. Yeah. Hold on. Plan one, no? Taraji? Yeah. Okay, plan one. And I'm joined on air by Prabha Bala. She is one of the organizers of this event through Classical Arts Society. Prabha, you're on air. We were just talking about the humility of Srimati M.S. Subbulakshmi. I played a beautiful song on Meera where, you know, she captured everybody's heart through Giridhara Gopala. And the title, Born to Sing, I said, intrigues me because of her magnetic voice that was reverberating, which included devotion. Her kind of a music was soul-stirring because of the bhakti bhava that she brought into the music. And I think she is one of the very few people who has that trait in her. On April 3rd, a Born to Sing, presented by Gauri Ram Narayan, and this is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. I'm sorry, this is happening at Stafford Center and Civic Center.
Last in an event of the commemoration of Srimati M.S. Subbulakshmi, India's Bharat Ratna, National Treasure, is going to be on the 3rd.
classical art.
Absolutely. Incidentally, Prabha, I wanted to share that M.S. Subbalakshmi did the first fundraising for even the Meenakshi Temple to be built. And this was done in India. As well as when she visited the United States, she was hosted by one Mr. Appen, who kind of, you know, related about his experience. I talked about humility of a person, that kind of a stature. In fact, I shared some personal stories of how I had met with M.S. Subbalakshmi earlier before you came online. Yeah. I was talking to Appan the other day, and he also shared a similar views about her. And I'm going to play one song that is on Meenakshi by M.S. Subbalakshmi. And I want all of you, please mark the date and time. And go ahead, because we are... That before that she presented one in India. Yeah, right. So at both places, and so she has got lots of connections here, and we are commemorating her centennial year. Classical arts along with Sri Meenakshi Temple will be presenting this at Meenakshi Temple. Please do come enjoy both days of wonderful music, divine music, and all about divinity and Srimati Subbalakshmi. Thank you so much, Prabha, for joining. And we will present this beautiful music for our listeners.
She's the first one who bought the Bharat Ratna. I think about the 30, 40 years back, most of her classical stuff, people used to play it as much as I do. Especially Tirumala, I think even today they play it.
Thank you.
Taraji. Next week, Salil can come next week if you want to put in one of the slots.
Cool.
Salil.
Next week, yeah. And you're all tuned in to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. This portion was presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And upcoming events at Sri Meenakshi Temple, today they are celebrating Palguni Uttram Subramanya Kalyana Abhishekam. 27th March is Shankatahara Chaturthi with Ganesh Homam and Abhishekam. Anjaneya Abhishekam on 31st of March and Bhairavar Abhishekam happening at 7 p.m. at Sri Meenakshi Temple. For any more details, you could call the temple 281-489-0358. You can also visit our website www.emeenakshi.org and sponsor the puja. And you can also listen to this program. Meenakshi Temple sponsors this, as well as the Temple Times News Magazine for further details. We will be moving on to our next segment presented by the Hindus of Greater Houston. And what is Hindus of Greater Houston's main event coming up very soon? Here it is, Mayuresh bringing you this announcement.
Hindus of Greater Houston will hold 6th Annual Hindu Youth Awards and Gala on April 9, 2016 at the Sri Meenakshi Temple of Harold. This is a celebration of Hindu youth who have the spirit of contributing selflessly to the community. Come hear the awe-inspiring stories of youth and their achievements. Motivational guest speakers will inspire all of the success stories. This is a great opportunity to meet, mingle, and interact with young Hindu leaders of tomorrow. For more information, you can call Richa Dixit at 832-451-7206 or Topal Nourishman at 281-804-4339. You can also visit our website at www.hindusofhouston.org.
And the Hindu Youth Awards and Gala is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple, is hosting it this year. The Hindus of Greater Houston brings together and announces the 6th Annual Hindu Youth Award and Gala on April 9th. With a Hijriyat strong belief in promoting youth activities and involvement in our community, Hindu Youth Award sets a milestone in the celebration of youth and their achievements. Hindus of Greater Houston brings together Houston community as well as supporting all temples and organizations, festivities happening in the Greater Houston area. We celebrate the Grand Janmashtami Festival at the George R. Brown Convention Center every year. We partner with Music Masala to celebrate the Holi Festival. This happens on March 26th, and today we shall talk about it in our open segment about Holi. This will today, the Masala Holi happens on the 26th of March, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Houston Farm and Ranch, where we can also visit your, this is the website www.musicmasala.com. And also we, as we announced about this youth awards, we have two distinguished speakers taking part in this, and one is Joseph Emmett. He will be the keynote speaker. Joseph Emmett is the director of Vedanta Institute of San Francisco, a non-profit foundation in association with Vedanta World. He is the son of the Harris County Judge Ed Emmett. Joseph is a student of Swami Parthasarathy, a philosopher and exponent of Vedanta. The study of Vedanta presents the eternal principles of living. It gives one with strength of intellect to meet the challenges. As the director of the Vedanta Institute, he conducts free classes in the community and philosophy of the Vedanta, offers based management programs to business community. Hijriyat will also have a guest speaker, Vinay Mahadevan, who graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point with a BS in Applied Math. Upon graduation, he was commissioned as the second lieutenant at U.S. Corps of Engineers. He was deployed to Operation Iraqi Freedom 2006 and 7 and the counter-IED patrols around Samara, Tikrit and Beji, that is in Afghanistan. Vinay relates to the values of Hindu scriptures, especially the Bhagavad Gita, that teaches how to meet the challenges of everyday life
Struggle is the most odd situation that applies to daily life of Christians, struggles and triumphs. As he was deployed in Afghanistan, many of our Hindu practices came to him as a second nature to help him in many of those challenges. The president of Hindus of Greater Houston, Partha Krishnaswamy, says it would be an honor if you could attend the Hindu Youth Awards to witness the young budding volunteers speak about their remarkable contribution to Sanatan Dharma through their own experiences at their temples or organizations. I'm sure you will all enjoy this event with family and friends. For information, you can call Tobin Narasimhan at 281-804-4339. Also save the date, September 10th is Janmashtami celebration. Hindus of Greater Houston will be celebrating the 27th Janmashtami. Let me now bring you this beautiful song as we are celebrating Holi. Let us do Ajale Hatinatika. Here it is. Yes, a lot of temples and organizations are celebrating Holi. Holi, the actual day will be March the 23rd, with the Vallapriti Seva Samaj is doing Holi Darshan on March 22nd. On March 22nd, they will have the Phagal, which is Holi at Pratipratya, will be celebrated at 7:15 p.m. You can bring your own coconuts and offerings. The cultural significance of Holi is gauged from the fact that it origin derived from reference to various mythological tales. This has led deep faith and respect towards the celebration of the festival, and Hindus believe in mythology, moral behind the stories of victory of good over evil, which is a lesson for human race. The tales instill faith of man to ultimate power of God and his mercy over his devotees. Holi festival is the medium through which people are inspired to lead virtuous lives. And moreover, festival organized at a time when a harvest is at full bloom, giving people an opportunity. opportunity to rejoice. And what else is happening around Houston? There is a yoga for diabetes that is coming up 5th of April. Enroll on this is 9th of April Saturday, screening date, and the 5th of April is where you can, up to that you can enroll for this. Days from April 15th to 14th, they have a week-long yoga session. You learn how to manage your diabetes with yoga postures and stretches, yoga breathing and relaxation, stress management through yoga, diet and nutrition, personal consultation from the medical doctors. It's arranged by Vyasa Houston and Seva International Houston Chapter. To register, you can call 713-834-4909. They will have four different locations all over Houston, and you can also go to their website to get the details of the locations, and I shall bring it to you. I shall probably have an interview from the Seva International Group, who will also share all the details about this program that they will be doing. I'm in Houston and look forward to more things, but block your date. Yoga program details, April 15th to 14th, weekdays, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. and Saturdays, Sundays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. with follow-up sessions happening every Saturday for 10 weeks. So this is how you can improve your yoga. Indo-American Heritage Day, the Roots, Voices, Heritage and Contributions, the American Indian Oral History Project by Foundation of India Studies, as keynote speaker Dr. Stephen Kleinberg, founder, director, Rice University, Kinder Institute for Urban Research, will be there. And this is happening on March 26, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Julia Edison Historic Library Building, Indo-American Heritage Day.
You're listening to Houston Happenings, brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston, and the Sri Sitaram Foundation has two events coming up. Ram Navami celebration at 1200 Blalock Road, Suite 205, Houston. Akhand Ramayan Path starts Saturday, April 2nd at 9 a.m. And the Path Vishram, that's the end date, I think, Sunday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. Their prasadam served, tea and snacks will be also available 24 hours. And the second event is Sri Ram Janam, Sri Sita Ram Rama Kalyana Utsavam. This is happening at Durgabari Temple, 13944 Sheila Road, Houston. They have the program right from 10:30 a.m. in the morning till all the way to 1:15 in the afternoon. The number to call for both the events, 281-750-9199. You can, for the Durgabari event, please confirm numbers, how many will be attending, yes, by emailing preeti@sriseetaram.org. The number again is 281-750-9199. The events are on April 2nd and 3rd and also on April 16th.
It's only on Sunday. Yes.
Sri Meenakshi Temple here. This is a celebration between the contributing selflessly to the community. Come hear the awe-inspiring stories of youth and their achievements. Motivational guest speakers will inspire all of those success stories. This is a great opportunity to meet, mingle, and interact with young Hindu leaders of tomorrow. For more information, you can call Richard Lipschitz at 832-451-7206 or to open the nourishment at 281-804-4339. You can also visit our website at
That starts at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Maruri Bansi Kita.
It's on our website. Oh, okay. 852704.
Yes, we thought today we will take you a tour of India where they celebrate this festival of Holi, and we are right now in Barsana listening to this beautiful Barsana Wali Bhajan. Of unity and brotherhood it delivers. As per the custom and tradition, people pay visit to their friends and relatives, giving them well wishes to strengthen their bonds. Festival brings the nation together, as it is not just celebrated by the Hindus, but also by the Sikhs, Christians, Jains, and all. The unique festival, it does not discriminate any sections of the society and treats everyone equally. the social fabric and the secular character of the society is strengthened since people work on building cordial relations, forgiving their hard feelings for others. I think Holi has to be celebrated in America on a daily basis, especially when elections are happening. You say?
Tarabai is in a political mode today. Tarabai, do you know there is a very big festival of colors, not our, done by our Indian folks.
Uh-huh.
It is done all over US. I think it happened in September last year. It doesn't always happen close to our Holi,
mm-hmm.
but they go around US. The main theme is Holi. They don't call it Holi. They call it a festival. I think they call it what they call it. They call it color festival or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's done in a very big level. You know, people just come, but the underlying current is lost because it's Holi technically.
Okay.
It's an offshoot of Holi and they know,
mm-hmm.
the organizers know it's, they came out of Holi.
Yeah. Why I brought in politics here is this particular sentence really put me off. The social fabric and secular character of society is strengthened, forgiving the hard feelings of others. The way people condemn openly and want to take back on others and go beat him up, you know, if he doesn't agree with me or doesn't vote for, go beat him up. That is what the culture is developing into.
No, it's already developed, I think.
It's already developed.
It's already there.
So it is kind of sad.
Yes,
but then, you know, the Hindu festival of Holi is celebrated with the idea of forgiving people. We have no hard feelings and we all linger together to do one good kind of a thing that it's going to, you know, whenever there is some ripple that happens, it goes and affects everybody's mind.
Yes.
And then you kind of, you know, think right.
Yes.
I think it makes you change yourself.
I think we all don't agree sometimes, Tarama.
Uh-huh.
We are all conditioned by our leaders,
mm-hmm.
by the personalities who have the access to the media.
Right.
Yes.
And I think that is what saddens me. You know, like there are kind of so much values to our system being done. You're talking about Ramarajya.
Yes.
You're doing Ashirvad, the segment.
Yes.
Where, what is the purpose of having Ramarajya to be established that many, many yugas, you are talking
yes.
about yugas, centuries and centuries old of what Ramarajya was, why even today we are talking about Rama?
Yes, that's what you hit the nail. You see, we still speak about Ramarajya. We didn't find any more Raja after that.
Right.
That's what it means. The beauty
ideal.
Of it, yes,
the ideal man
yes.
and ideal way people
yes.
behaved, people
yes.
were expected to behave.
Yes.
And you know, when you firmly believe in those kind of a trend of thinking that way, I think it is going to be universally good for people. The future seems to be so scary.
Yes.
For, you know, another
yes,
two
yes.
generations below down us are
what?
Going to face so many problems that we can't even imagine. When you don't have the basics of life being continued.
Yes. I think we're not really addressing anything beyond academics and intelligence.
Yes.
Okay. All these things are beyond that. And they are very, very important because we forget the basic, then what comes is what we see.
Right. And that is the part of the Holi festival. The Holi festival is celebrated by Masala Holi, Hindus of Greater Houston, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Will all be presenting there. And we will be there giving out our cards. Do come stop by both at the Hindus of Greater Houston booth as well as Sanatan Hindu Center, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and meet some of our radio anchors over there too.
Yes, yes, the beautiful people. You can meet them. Okay, but I personally missed this point, and I just want to repeat on the Sri Sitaram Foundation events happening in April. The second one, or April 16, is for Sri Rama Jaya Niketan. It's an upcoming Rama temple in KT, which Sri Sitaram Foundation is assisting. It's going to be on April 16 at Durga Bari. Please make a note of that, and then it starts at 10:30 and goes all the way into the afternoon. Be there, celebrate Lord Rama.
We have a caller. I think they just hang up.
Please do call us back, 281-277-6874.
Yeah, they are calling back. And yes, we are talking about Masala Holi.
Yeah, you're on air. Go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
And
thank
who is
you
this?
For calling.
In today's whole dictionary, I would say that
Which is not a practical thing to think about?
Yes.
Okay.
And basically benchmarking that is a good thing, but you know, the way the things are going on and the way people's priority is right now, it's so much into the momentum that this thing that during the Ram Rajya, whatever was it, based on the complete project, was I was looking at it like this way, that it's like more
yes, yes, and who is this? Ah, Chirag Bhai. Like, you know, nice point, but see, when you say inside, I think that's where it starts, and that's where Rama Rajya is all about. If yes, that is very true. You need to be really transformed to even understand what Lord Rama stands for. Okay, it's very important. But thanks for your call. Appreciate your, you know, like, insight into it. We are talking about only listeners. 281-277-6874. We have a few more minutes to go.
That is the holy itself. As we said, is the empowerment of good over evil. Good over evil is what we are talking about in most of our significance of each of our actions or festivals that we celebrate on, and holy is one such important thing. And since I'm talking about three different significance of a cultural significance, what has happened in the social significance, and we are yet to touch upon the one more aspect of it as a biological significance. We will come to biological significance, but let me now bring you yet another beautiful song, Rasiya Konar.
Bring the tickets, Taraji. Yeah, you have the tickets here?
Then I think she bought it.
Yeah.
I have
it on here.
Okay.
Sing and dance and party. And the morning is where they have a carnival, and this is happening in all the villages of India. Symbolic legend explains why Holi is celebrated. Hiranyakashipu, according to the legend, was the king of Multan and earned boon that he made him virtually indestructible, grew arrogant, and he was the god, demanded that everyone should worship him only. Hiranyakashipu's own son Prahlada, however, disagreed. He remained devoted to Lord Vishnu. This infuriated Hiranyakashipu. He subjected Prahlada to cruel punishments, none of which affected the boy whatsoever, and he resolved that the thought was right. Finally, he was subjected to punishment that Holika, Prahlada's evil aunt, tricked him into sitting with a fire with her hair. Holika was wearing a cloak that was made immune to injury from fire, while Prahlada was not. As the fire roared, the cloak flew from Holika and encased Prahlada. Holika burned, but Prahlada survived. Seeing this, Hiranyakashipu, unable to control, smashed the pillar with his mace. And the tumultuous sound, Lord Vishnu appeared as Lord Narasimha and killed Hiranyakashipu. Hello? The bonfire is a reminder of symbolic of victory over evil, and that is the importance of the festival. In Braja region of India, Hindu Krishna grew up and celebrated for 16 days Ram Panchami in commemoration of the divine love of Radha. Festivities officially assure spring, but Holi is celebrated a festival of love. And the Putana demon who came to kill Krishna is also one of the things that they relate with the Holi legend. And it is a very important festival to Hindus. The end of winter on a full moon day in the month of Phalgun, it is celebrated with great joy and whatever is happening at the Masala Holi is a grand party happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. I'm sorry, I'm going back to the same old thing. No, it is not happening there. It is happening on March 28th at the Houston Ranch.
Yes, from March 26th.
Yes. It's a big party, folks. All the Desi folks, take all your local friends and be there.
Right. And let me now bring you this one beautiful song, which is Araje. This is actually a Navran song from 1959 by V. Shantaram Bhumi. So let us listen to this.
Okay. I sometimes
And thank you, listeners, for joining. Let me now bring you one more biological significance of Holi. Apart from cultural and social significance, Holi coincidence affects the biological system of our body. The time where Holi is celebrated is very crucial. During the festival, the season goes through the change from winter to summer. It is the period when people feel lethargic and drowsy, but Holi provides them the opportunity to wear off their laziness by enjoying themselves. So go out in the park. Houston is so blessed. We have such a beautiful weather for the past 1 week. I think Holi is really coming in.
Yes.
And we will be bringing this program to an end. I have a beautiful yet another song. Should I play that for a few minutes?
Yes.
Before we
please go ahead, Parama.
Yeah.
Let's make somebody's day.
Yes, she's here. Put it on the board.
Okay. And now it's time to say bye-bye for this week. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism radio show is supported commercial free for 20 plus years now by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. One call to 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273, and Sanatan Hindu Center will take care of all your cremation needs. A big thank you to our co-sponsors, Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and all our dedicated supporters, volunteers, artists, producers, publishers, Masala Radio, host, co-hosts, and guests. We'll be back next Sunday, same time, 12 to 2 p.m. on Radio Dial, 1110 a.m. or sanatanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. Have a blissful rest of the weekend. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, that is India, and the planet Earth. Stay positive, be happy, love and grace to you all. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.